Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Alan Levy on the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining me today. It's a pleasure to be here, as always. If you're listening to this show live, you're hearing it on blogtalkradio.com. You can hear it on our homepage. You can hear it off of our program guide. And, of course, you can hear it on my host channel, which is blogtalkradio.com/Alan Levy. The archive of this show will be available about half hour after the show is complete, just like all of our shows on Blog Talk Radio. And that will also can also be found at blogtalkradio.com/Alan Levy. We also play our show, my show, on our MySpace page, and I encourage each of you to do that. The MySpace page is myspace.com/blogtalkradio. And I have a guest calling in today, Howard Linson. He founded Wallstrip, and it's a very popular blog focused on the financial community. And we met a while ago, and Howard's a great guy, so we'll see. Hopefully he'll be calling in the next few minutes. And it's just great to be here. It's been a hectic time. It's been an enjoyably hectic time. Just to give you a sense of perspective, I mean, we launched Blog Talk Radio in September, so it's about 6 to 7 months. And I understand, and this may be, you know, in dog years, it's a long time on the web, but this has been a very exciting thing, and very happy to be here with you today. And I think Howard's on, so why don't we get going with him and we can chat up later. So let's see if this is Howard. Hey, how are you?
What's going on there, Dr. Levy?
Hey, how are you, Howard?
I'm having trouble with my dog.
You're having trouble with your dog? Well,
am I on the right show? Am I calling in the right show?
No, you should have called in yesterday's show. We had Stowe Boyd was on, and he had Ted Reingold, who founded Dogster.
Oh, no, actually, I didn't know that, so that's pretty funny.
But, yeah, it is. So check out Stowe Boyd's blog. It's stoweboyd.com. And Ted, and I didn't even know there's a social network for dogs.
Yeah, no. Brad, I know Brad, who's an investor in Wallstrip, is also an investor in, Brad Feld is also an investor in Dogster.
Okay.
So Ted's a good guy. He's really energetic.
He's a really good guy. He was on Stowe's show yesterday. Stowe was starting to do shows on Blog Talk Radio now, so we're really excited about that.
That's a good idea for them, actually, yeah. I mean, Blog Talk's cool.
Yeah, well, thank you. You've been a great promoter of it, too. I mean, you've been very – I was hoping you'd blog about your appearance on the show today, though.
I just landed in San Francisco, so I will when I get to my room.
Yeah, we'll blog later. So are you in the car heading over to your hotel?
Oh, I'm just in the hotel. So tell me what we can chat about.
Yeah, so I want to talk about Wallstrip. I want to talk about Web 2.0. You're over there. You're speaking on a panel. And that's the reason why I'm flying over there on Sunday night, just to hear you.
Well, that's a smart move. There should be a lot of insults flying. at me and from me.
Now, how did they get you? I mean, I have to say, I'm so impressed with your ability to. Well, first of all, for my audience, Howard is the founder of Wallstrip.com, and it's a financial. Well, why don't you tell everybody what's it about?
It's a financial show, but it's the Seinfeld of stocks. It's heavily influenced, obviously, my life is, growing up on Seinfeld, and where nothing really happens. And I think that's kind of the same way you can make money in the stock market is by doing nothing. And so really the show is just about ideas that I think, you know, companies that are at all-time highs or trading near all-time highs are doing something right, whether you agree with it or not. And it's a strategy that I follow and have been successful with, and I figured we would talk about one company a day, mm-hmm. not fly-by-night companies, but companies that have huge institutional support and have been trending for years, and then try and put a funny, you know, funny story around that stock. And most importantly is talking about the company itself and not the talking heads that talk about the company. CNBC has become more about the celebrity of the people who buy the stocks.
Yeah.
It's really about, investing is about the companies.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
So I think that's why it's kind of caught on. It's like, you know, we're not overcooking information. It's we're talking about the companies themselves and the great.
You're also running you're running video profiles of some of these people from the.
Video profiles is a very highly searchable, or the first show that became is a very highly searchable through Google Yahoo topic because it's a one-topic show. Whereas Rockaboom, you know, may not be as searchable, like using their video concept, because they're talking about 30 subjects a show. So we'll do a show about Harley Davidson, and then on Yahoo's pulling that, and then when you check ticker symbol of Harley, you'll see the Wall Street show.
Yes.
So it adds. So there's a revenue model behind this one, whereas some of the other ones, the early guys in this space, there really wasn't. You know, the pioneers really don't have a model.
Now, I check out my stocks on Yahoo Finance. I have my portfolio. When I saw your Wall Street piece on one of the stocks that was profiled, one of the stocks that I had a reference to Wall Street. So I was impressed with that. So
yeah, I mean, to me, that's just an amazing thing. Think about
how do you do that? How do you get that organized?
We've been lucky, first of all, but secondly, it was a really well thought through idea. You know, and that's not bragging. It's just, you know, your video has to be a little more evergreen to really have a sponsor there. So, you know, if our shows can have, you know, 500-600 views 3 weeks after, or 1,000 views 3 weeks after the show, well, that's important. And so our content's a little more evergreen. And how we back-ended through Yahoo by going, we partnered with TheStreet.com, who already had a ticker search going with Yahoo. So Yahoo's been much slower to do business with. They love Wall Street, but, you know, it's just a big machine.
Sure.
And so we back-ended it through Street.com. So all our shows are being pulled through them into Yahoo Finance.
Great. I mean, I was looking there. I said, "Wow, that's cool." So that's great. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So, what are you going to Web 2? You're going to be speaking on a panel, right?
I'm going to go to Om Malik's party and get a hot shave. That's what they promised.
A hot shave. Yes. Yeah, so you're on my homepage, and that's what really popped it up was your fact that you didn't shave.
Yeah. The party will be, I'm sure, rather nerdy, but it's like a private party for startup entrepreneurs.
When is it?
And it's tonight, and I'm not sure where it is, but it's tonight.
Okay.
And then we're going to hang around the city, and then Monday I'm speaking on a panel about the video revolution with the guys from Dig and the CEO of Meta Cafe and one of the development guys at NBC. So it should be interesting.
Sounds
and
great.
Then I'll be back in your neck of the woods on Tuesday.
Well, I'm actually going to be at your neck of the woods all week because I'll be there.
Yeah, it's a big show. I got to be in New York more than I have to be on the West Coast. That's where all the media is and all the ad agencies. As we, you know, trying out with our traffic being the way it is and climbing, now we can try and monetize the site.
Yes. Well, I know about that. That's definitely an important element to that. But I'm going out there. Maybe I'll just put on dark sunglasses and a hat and just continue to keep this secret of mine. You know, I want to see how long I can actually keep this from people knowing about it, Blog Talk Radio, you know.
So. Well, tell me what's going on a little bit. I mean, it's not important. Your viewers already know, but.
I mean, Blog Talk Radio is, you know, we're just growing every day. I mean, we're running 100 live shows a day.
Wow.
We've produced more than 10,000 broadcasts. We're doing shows from, you know, from everywhere, from all throughout the U.S., Nigeria, Ireland, Brazil. We had Jennifer Hudson on a show, which drew around 1,500 live listeners.
Maybe Imus is looking for work.
Yes. Well, maybe Imus is looking for work. I just got an email from a new
Would you hire Imus?
Would I hire him?
Yeah.
First of all, I got to say, I mean, I listened to this thing, and first of all, it's fascinating what the blogosphere's role was in this process. You know, this one guy from Media Matters picks it up and look where it's gone. But look at Snoop Dogg Doggy Dogg. Look what he does in his videos. I mean, how degrading are these things to, you know, female black women? There's no mention of it, you know, so it's a struggle. I mean, with Imus, I'd love to talk to Imus, and, you know. I don't think he's particularly talented. That's my own view.
It's amazing that he lasted that long, but he'll probably go to satellite. I was writing about it, thinking that maybe he's wanted to be fired already. Maybe
it's
there's
possible.
More money for him to take his audience over to satellite radio.
Well, it's been a, you know, I mean, look, Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, and they were ganging up on him big time. So what's your thought about it?
Well, my thought is that I don't know who he is. You know, I know that I was laughing about it last night because in my industry, James Cramer is the sound piece of stocks, right?
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons I got into the business is because the industry is so dominated by one personality that I felt that there'd be room. You know, if you go into the gossip area of the blogosphere, I mean, it's just so crowded. And if you go into the tech area, it's just so crowded. But in the stock area, first of all, you can make people money. So there's really added value in the blogosphere. Secondly, it was just, you know, Cramer, who started out as a blogger, he can't go back to where he was, right? I mean, he's a brand himself. Not a brand compared to, you know, obviously, celebrity-type brand, but he's a brand in the financial space, and he's TV. He can't go back to the blogosphere in a way. And so I felt there was an opening, but he had a recent controversy where he was talking about hedge funds and it made it through YouTube. And then what's interesting is last week he was on Imus's show doing his apology. So he's had a bad week in terms of picking who he's going to picking what he's going to say and what he's going to do.
Yeah. Well, I don't find him credible. And I listen to Cramer he's very smart. I mean, his ability to come back with he knows so much about so many stocks. It's remarkable.
But, well, I just think it's like anything. He's definitely talented. He has a gift, but he's after the masses right now. And for people who really want to understand what's going on, you just don't need an hour of that every day.
Right. So
and that's kind of Wall Street thing is like one a day. You know, remember the old vitamins, one a day plus iron. Well, I think there's just so much out there to choose from now. I think that less is more. And I tell you what, the blogosphere and the stock bloggers especially, which I think will really take to Blog Talk Radio when everybody discovers it. I was referred to it by a fellow stock blogger. You know, that's how I found you originally. But
right.
I think, you know, the stock guys want a voice, and stock guys have opinions more than anybody else. So I have a feeling, like sports, I think the stock side of Blog Talk Radio could be a big area.
Yeah, no, I fully agree. I mean, there's no doubt that we've got an opportunity there, and we've had 100 hosts in sports. We've got Esther Goldberg. I have to send kudos to Esther. She's listening right now. She IM me. She's incredible. She does a show called That's Estertainment, and she's headlining at the Comedy Store in L.A. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. She's great. I'm gonna and sure, Esther, sure. If you're listening, I'm gonna be in L.A. on May 1st. So, we're definitely gonna get together.
What's her show about?
She's a fun. Well, I don't know. She could even call it if she wanted to, but she is just a riot. I mean, she's just. Esther's 73-year-old woman. She's got a huge MySpace following. I mean, enormous. And she's got this whole shtick going on. She would be real. You would really enjoy her, I have to say.
That is cool. I'll check it out. I'll check it out.
Esther. She does two shows a week. She's doing a show on Sunday night on Blog Talk Radio, and she's cut some deal with New Line Cinema now. So we're actually we're getting into entertainment. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff coming on here.
Who's got your biggest following on Blog Talk Radio?
Which type of category?
Yeah, which type of category, and then who's the most successful blog talker?
Right, so we have...
Do you call people who blog talk? Do you call them blog talkers?
Yeah, I guess that's the blog talkers, yeah. We call them hosts. They're hosts, and they're blog talking. The largest category we have is the political bloggers, both right and left. I mean, Blog Talk Radio is one of the only platforms on the web. First of all, it's live, okay? So we've got a live application that's here. It's not live chat. It's live conversation, which is unique in its own right. Now, we have the most is political, and we have really the only platform that caters to both right and left. For example, we've got MyDD.com does a show on Blog Talk Radio. We've got Heading Left, which is with James Boyce. He's a Huffington Post blogger, and Dave Johnson, Smoking Politics. We have around five. Taylor Marsh does shows on Blog Talk Radio. We have a bunch of shows, and then we have shows on the right. Ed Morrissey is on, and he's going to be political director, and he runs a blog called Captain's Quarters. So we're going to do blogging. We're going to do debates among bloggers. But before we go to that a little more, I want to bring on Esther. She's on, so I want to introduce you to Esther.
Howard, I'm Alan. How are you?
Good, Esther. How are you?
I'm fat. I was sitting here listening to you talking to Howard Linson from Wall Street.
Yeah, he's a big maca.
I know. I was like, hey, get Amy on the phone and get him signed up here.
Lots of knockers to Esther.
What was that, Howard?
Lots of knockers to you. Thank you, lovey. I'm actually,
because I can do my show before the sun goes down, thank God for daylight savings time tonight. I had to reschedule.
Are you in New York or L.A.?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we had our little butts blown away yesterday. I was supposed to do my show last night. And you know what? They had a fire in Beverly Hills. The crap was blowing all over the place. It was nutty. Our internet connections went out. I was verklempt and verdutzt. What can I say? So they rescheduled me. But I was just sitting here and I saw Alan's show on. I said, well, let me click here. And so I did. And I said, oh, there they are. My little puddums. I must just call and say hi.
Well, Howard's a nice Jewish boy. And where are you from, Howard?
I'm born and raised in Toronto, and then I live in Phoenix now. And then we still go back home in the summers to Toronto, so I'm kind of lucky to have...
We love Phoenix. I know some people that live in the leisure world there.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's good for their sinuses. It's good for their sinuses. I'm feeling it.
It's a great place to live, and it's also a great place to get out of, in the sense that... it's a fantastic area. It's just a great place to do business now, Phoenix. It's just, you know, I don't know what number of a city it is, but, you know, we get the weather, unfortunately, we get the same weather as L.A. Whatever leaves L.A. comes to Phoenix.
Well, you're getting a lot of smog and dust that's blowing the hell out of here from yesterday, so that should be hitting at any time this afternoon.
The next time you're in L.A., I think, Howard, you're going to have to look up Esther. We'll have to pull it together, because Esther knows everyone. Esther, is that right?
I do. In fact, I was talking to little Amy Domestico. We just love her. So I was talking yesterday. I was having this meeting yesterday, Alan, with the Comedy Store. So, you know, my show's going to take a hiatus after next Friday's show, but they want me to do a new show. And I thought, I was listening to you guys talking about the technology here. So they want me to do this show where it's sort of like, you know what the big thing is viral video. Everybody's got all these kids are looking at viral video. And these kids are like, they sing, they tap dance, they balance eggs on their heads. I mean, they do the weirdest crap you've ever seen. So I kept thinking, they said, Esther, we don't want you to take too long of a vacation from the Comedy Store. Could you, like, do something while you're away? I mean, while you're waiting to do the big show again. So I came up with Esther Goldberg's viral live vaudeville show. Where it's sort of like the Gong Show meets American Idol meets America's Got Talent. So we get all these fruitcakes from the internet that live here in L.A. They come and they audition, and we do a live show in the Comedy Store. But my idea, Alan, was why don't we video stream it as part of Blog Talk Radio? Is that possible?
Anything's possible for you, Esther.
That's what but now I was thinking to myself, I'm listening to the two of you talk about technology and how things are moving so damn fast in this business. I mean, hell, I take my afternoon nap, I wake up, and another company has been born and someone else has been bought out, you know? So I'm thinking to myself, you know, you all are going to, aren't you going to do video at one point?
Yes, we're going to definitely, the new website that we're launching is going to incorporate video and into the host.
So could you imagine all of a sudden, hi, it's Esther here live. It's Wednesday night in Hollywood. We're at the Comedy Store. And
my feet are dangerous. Let me ask Howard, you know, you're running video on your site, of course.
Right.
Howard, are you running live feeds or you're playing it after?
Oh, it's all done through Blip. It's not live. And we're hosting with Blip TV.
So you're hosting with Blip. Yeah. You know, because people have...
And they've done a really... You know what? Blip has done a fantastic job.
So we should really talk,
Blip?
We should talk to Blip, yeah.
Blip is interesting because, you know, they're funded, I believe, by Greg Croft out of New York. And they're really talented TV people, so they have a lot of connections to advertising. And their audience is a more sophisticated audience, so I think a lot of the executives are looking for talent on Blip. So, you know, heads up, if you think you really have something, I would talk to the people over at Blip. I just think they've done a great job in terms of hosting. They've done a great job, you know, at Wall Street, and we have a lot of traffic. I mean, we've never really had the same problems that we've had using the other services.
Well, it's good to know. And Esther, so we'll help you sort that out. And,
yeah, because here's a question for you, Howard. Okay. Now, for instance, you know, the big thing is these crazy music licensing people and things like that. All right. Say you're, I got my start on morning radio. I was one of three Jews in Nashville on morning radio. I swear
three
to God,
Jews
that's
in Nashville
true.
Period, you mean?
Yeah, in Nashville, period. If you read about me, you'll find out I'm not giving a line of crap here. But my thought is, when I worked for Star 106 for 4.5 years doing the morning show, we played a licensing fee as a radio station to ASCAP, BMI, and CFAC. You know what I'm talking? It was a nominal fee. That way we could play anything we wanted, and we just kept the traffic of what we was playing, you know? Can that be applied? Wouldn't it be cheaper for something like, say, Blog Talk Radio to, like, have a contract with ASCAP, BMI, and whatever, and just keep the traffic of, like, for instance, you wouldn't have to freak out about playing a song that wasn't copyrighted if we had, like, a blanket agreement with the licensing companies. Does that make any sense to what I'm talking about here?
It would make lots of sense, but the problem is it's very difficult to get them, and we only play clips. You know,
right.
If people are doing it, they'll just play a clip of a song generally, you know, as an intro piece.
Right.
There's a whole a huge issue going on with internet radio now that you may have heard about where the...
That's interesting. So are you the one that would be liable for that?
No, it's the host. The liable is they have the host sign an agreement which states that they're not allowed to use copyright material.
Right.
Right.
And so that's the host's responsibility. But the Copyright Royalty Board, or the CRB, just passed these egregious rates for internet radio stations like AccuRadio and Paragon. These companies are going to be out of business because it's prohibitive to stream music over the web. I mean, the cost points are outrageous. Now, for Blog Talk Radio, I mean, I think it would make sense. I mean, if Howard, you would do a show, or Esther, and you played, you know, 30 seconds of Born to Run, big deal. Maybe someone will be interested in buy it on iTunes or buy the album. But so it's something we have to work towards. But the primary focus, of course, what we do is the conversation.
Of course. People love babbling.
That's what it is. That's what people want.
Sorry,
so
the reason I'm intrigued by Blog Talk Radio is we already have the video. Now we want to add to the conversation. So I know it'll fit. It's just a matter of I've been kind of silly not getting it up, but it's just a timing thing.
Right. I understand. Well, anyway, Esther, thank you for the call.
Yeah, I'm going to zip out of here. It was lovely talking to you both.
Thanks for breaking into your nap time, by the way.
I was. Actually, I'm heading over to the 99-cent store now. All right, lovey. You all take a Shabbat Shalom.
Okay, I'll see you in L.A.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
She's not 73.
Yeah, she's 73.
Come on.
But take a look at her MySpace page.
MySpace. My wife.
Yeah. Esther.
My wife doesn't listen to Blog Talk Radio. I can say whatever I want.
Yeah, no. So, it's cool.
So, did you ever hook up with Fred?
No. It's just yet another one of the people that view my emails as spam.
Okay.
No, I did. I sent an email. I copied you, and I had not heard from him. I'd like to. I'd just like to get his view on this.
Yeah, I think he had some investments in this space back in the late 90s, so he does have an opinion on it all. I'm sure he's just traveling.
Yeah.
I know he's on the West Coast, too,
but
right
this
now.
Space, and when someone said, you know, I've spoken to some people, there was a PodCamp in New York. So, you know, the podcasting space is really hurting, in my opinion. They're unable to monetize. It's too challenging for people.
Well, what do you think of, like, PodTech.net?
Terrible. I think it's a disaster.
It is, but they raised. How did they get out of that deal? They raised $5.5 million. Mm-hmm. So the VCs to make money on that deal got to do a $30 to $50 million exit.
I mean,
like for that to be a success.
To hit their IRRs, you're right.
Yeah, to hit the IRRs. So they'll give them 2 years before they liquidate that thing. And so I'm interested. The content is so bad.
Yeah, what about Podshow? I mean, I don't think it's interesting.
You know, they've called us. They have all kinds of staff as well. Like,
yeah.
It's just layers and layers of people and really bad content.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I think it's over now that CBS and NBC did it. You know, I think the Wall Street strategy, which was, you know, partly due to Fred, like we all, the reason why the deal came together in the end at Wall Street was because we all said, you know what, screw, just put the show everywhere, right?
Yeah.
You know, put a button for, you can get Wall Street on MySpace, Facebook, YouTube, VO, and build a brand. And as long as the content's good, people will eventually start talking about it.
Our strategy was, you know, let's allow everyone to come on. Let's give the host the button. So the hosts have the badges and the players they put in their blogs, and then the hosts are blogging about their shows or their appearances on Blog Talk Radio, when they're coming on, who their guests are, so they're constantly reinforcing the brand. That's worked.
If there's a model that's going to work, it's yours. I think so.
And we have a, you know, in our program, as I said, we have 100 live shows. I mean, people are coming in and finding content, and we're redesigning the site, and video will be incorporated into the site. So if you have
Well, the thing is, at Podtech, they have traffic, I imagine, because global, but I just don't know if anybody's there's never any comments. I can't really tell if anybody is truly watching that stuff over there.
I thought the podcasting space is just hurting badly. I mean, the press isn't interested in talking about it, and I'm not surprised. You know, last October, I went to this pod conference. We launched in September. Around the same time, I went to this pod conference in Ontario. It was packed. Rockaboom was the keynote speaker, and Leo Laporte, and I walked around, and we had just launched Blog Talk Radio. I had no hosts. I said, guys, you know, I'm looking, I see digital mixing equipment companies, and I see Podango, and I see all this stuff, and everyone's talking about the quality and the editing and the mixing, thousands of dollars of gear in order to host a podcast. And here I'm approaching it with no cost. I'm doing it for you. If you use your phone or a VoIP connection or a cell phone, we'll take the recording. We'll give you the RSS feed. We'll do the iTunes. And we'll also include it in our program guide. And we're running it live, and you could have calls, people coming in.
Well, and it's searchable.
And it's searchable. People looked at me like I had two heads. And they're still looking at me like I had two heads.
But that's okay.
Which is funny.
You're just going to have some staying power, but it sounds like you guys do. You don't have a huge bulky overhead. I mean, the thing that should hurt Podtech, and I respect them raising that kind of money. I remember seeing that guy. He was always lugging around a tape recorder, and I never understood why. But he
Goble?
Furrier,
John Furrier, yeah.
Yeah, but he did get VCs to give him $5.5 million. So I'm not sure. And I know they have sponsors on their site. The question is, you know, the content's just so bad.
Yeah, I don't see a viable model there. I really don't.
No. And it's not really evergreen and not searchable.
Is it user-generated?
Anyway,
I mean, in other words, can anyone get on? And that was the issue I had with Podshow or Podango. You needed to be, you know, a station manager, and you had all these complexities. That's a really good point, too.
That's probably the key point, is that they become like kind of agents. They're deciding who's good enough to be on Podtech.
Right.
So there's a filter there that I don't even trust in the first place.
Exactly, and that's inconsistent with what the blogosphere is all about, right? Blogging is all about viral, open, free, anyone can do it. Notwithstanding this code of ethics that's been bandied about in the New York Times 2 weeks ago by, you read that, I'm sure, right, in Wikipedia?
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at Blog Talk, like if I was explaining to somebody, is I would say, listen, it's WordPress or it's Google Blogger for talk. You know, you're providing everything they need to start blogging, but just with their voice.
Right.
And, you know, but unlike just having a simple comment section, now you have an interactive live comment section. So I can't see why it won't work. I mean, obviously, you never can judge when people are going to adapt or adopt or whatever the hell the word is. But, yeah, it's the only viable model. And it's just amazing that so many smart people have thrown probably 100, you know, if you count a Podshow, Podtech, and a lot of these networks. I know Jeff Pulver is working hard at Network2.tv, but if you count all the effort and time being, you know, and then CBS comes in on one night and just says, it kind of just moots the whole industry. And even if they don't execute, they're creating so much noise that the podcasters, you know what I mean?
Well, CBS in terms of their video?
Yeah, they announced yesterday, I think Quincy Smith, I was reading on TechMem, Quincy Smith of CBS, president of CBS, is they're going to start putting Letterman, they're creating their own interactive YouTube competitor.
Okay.
So, and they're going to use, you know, Letterman clip. They're, you know, they're going to open up the archives.
But what do you think of the, I mean, now that you look at Google and you look at YouTube with the copyright infringed material, I mean, it's remarkable. Mark Cuban has been very vocal about that.
Well, he's a smart, he's really smart. I don't really read him anymore, but
yeah.
Interesting about the YouTube thing, it's been the best thing for companies like us.
Yeah.
Because really, if you went to YouTube 2 months ago before the lawsuit, the top 50 videos were Jon Stewart and the guy after him, right?
Yeah, Colbert, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, like, yesterday, Wall Street was the number, it was on the front page of YouTube all, you know, late afternoon and all evening, right? And in 2 months ago, we couldn't have gotten up there because it was all copyrighted stuff.
How many views does it take to get on the front page of YouTube?
Yesterday we had about 68,000.
Great.
Yeah. So we've had a couple with over a million on MetaCafe. So, they could be, you know, a lot of them are probably just machines clicking through. But, you know, the YouTube, once you get the YouTube crowd into it, like, they're into it, right? Like, they're sending us ideas for shows, the kids that comment there. So I think I still think the eyeballs is what matters, and YouTube's still got the audience. And, I don't know. It's just, Google messed up the whole playing field by way overpaying, even though I think it was a good deal for Google. They just so screwed up the space by paying such an outrageous amount of money.
Yeah.
At the time. I mean, I still think it was a smart move. I'm just saying it just messed up everything because, you know, I'm friends with the guys at VSocial. They're a Phoenix company, and they've got like a $7 million, you know, market cap. And they have huge traffic, and it's basically the same as YouTube. But nobody's interested in doing business with them because they're not YouTube.
Huh. And how did they determine a market cap? They're a private company. It's just what some.
Yeah, I'm saying they're trying. They're out there raising money. Let's say at $10 million, whatever it is, between a $5 and $20 million market cap. It's a cool. If you go to VSocial, I mean, it's the same interface, a lot of traffic as a YouTube, right?
Right.
And but. You know, nobody's interested in a deal like that. Actually, I am, but I'm saying, you know, because of the valuation, you know, Sony bought Grouper for $60 million, and then, so anyway, there's just a lot of people in that space right now.
Yeah.
And,
well,
YouTube still got the eyeballs. I mean, for 68,000 views, I mean, we can't do that anywhere else on the web. So
yeah, for sure.
We love Google, and we love YouTube at Wall Street, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, with Blog Talk Radio, you can actually use the voice platform above on top of the video to kind of talk through it. So
that's cool.
Like VSocial, yeah. I mean, you know, so you can run. You're running a video, and if you hold the audio off it, you can actually have commentary while the video is running. You know, right now as I can play a tune, and we can be talking over that music while it's running. So it's an application definitely could sit with, you know, other social networks, and maybe I should even talk to these VSocial guys.
Yeah, well, I'd be happy to introduce you. That's an interesting. VSocial is a very, very cool company. I mean, you know, what I find interesting about some of the other ones, you know, VO's raised so much money, and, you know, Rever has raised so much money and turned themselves more into an entertainment company, that there's, you know, room for guys like VSocial to do creative stuff. They're actually doing some unique features where you can, you know, go right to a certain point in the show and make a comment about a certain segment of the show. You know, I like minute so-and-so to so-and-so.
You mean with a chat?
If you've never been there, if you've never been to that site, you should check it out.
A chat comment, you mean?
What's that?
A chat comment.
Yeah.
Not an audio comment.
Right. It's pretty cool. I would check that site out.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. Excellent. Okay.
And, you know, Phoenix right now, I mean, I live in Phoenix and the production's in New York, but Phoenix right now is a hotbed for a lot of, you know, there's a lot of startups there right now, so it's a very exciting time.
Yeah, it is. It's for sure. Sounds great. So what is your timing on Blog Talk Radio for Wall Strips? We'd love to just get you
program. If it's not this Wednesday, which I'm still shooting for, then it'll be the following Wednesday. I'll be in New York all week, and we're thinking of launching it in New York. And if not, we're going to do it the following week. I'm talking to the guys at Street.com. I'd love to somehow, get them introduced to the whole idea of having. I think there's issues with security. You know, in the stock business, a little different issue with securities. But the Street.com and all these old financial sites. You know, there's a new wave of information coming. It's not just about aggregation.
The Street.com, you've got, Fox, the Bulls and Bears and all those shows that are on Sunday morning.
It's the same people with the same opinions. What I'm saying is I'm not interested in the wisdom of crowds when I trade stocks. I'm looking for unique voices that speak, the way Cramer used to speak. Cramer, in 97, 98, when he was starting out, it was like he was talking to you. Right, one-on-one.
Yes.
And it was addictive. The tech guys like Scoble and these guys all think they invented it. But Cramer was doing this stuff in 96, 97. Right? The financial guys are pretty innovative. But so there's a lot of guys in the same position that Cramer used to be. They're willing to, they want feedback. Right? They want feedback just to hear themselves think out a position.
Right.
And, either be talked into it or be talked out of it, and they want to sound it out.
Well, what about getting a few of them on a show, on a panel, and talking about, three or four names?
The goal of Wall Strip is, to invite three or four a day and just have a really lively discussion around the stock that we cover on the show and, other stuff, maybe 15, 20 minutes. We did a show. One of the interesting things that we do on Wall Street, we don't just cover, the most famous companies. Discovery Channel is a stock that recently hit an all-time high, and I didn't even know they were public, right? I was writing about it saying, if I just judged them based on my experience with the stores, I never would have bought the stock. But finding out, like people did on Wall Street about all the different brands and all the different, the growth in HDTV, you can understand why a company like Discovery Stock is doing as well as it's doing.
Right.
And so, it's that kind of stuff that I think, having open discussions about stocks will, especially with the world shrinking, and now you can buy stocks on any exchange, and companies can go global right away, like Wall Street, we get press in Germany, we get press in Spain, Portugal. The world has shrunk to the point where there are some tremendous, tremendous growth opportunities if you find the right companies. And it's not the same companies that were, that were famous in the last bull run. There's a lot of new companies, and that's kind of what we're trying to do on Wall Street.
Right. Well, it sounds like you're doing it really well. So it's excellent. And so you're going to be there tonight. You're going to the big party with Ohm's party, which you blogged about.
I don't know. I like Ohm. He's one of my favorite guys to read. And he's more of a journalist. I trust him.
You should make Blog Talk Radio to him. He never wrote it. My background's in telecom, actually. That's where I made my.
They haven't done a review yet.
No.
Interesting.
It is interesting. And we launched with TechCrunch, and maybe that was what it was. I'm not sure, but we've had, love to, of course, be in there. Look, this is a platform that merges Web 2.0 and phones. It's right up. It's so differentiated as well. And so he has not written about us. And
did Michael give it a good review?
Yes, very good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think honestly, I think the reason he's successful, I look at Podtech or I look at some of these other guys, and the reason that Michael's successful is he's just smart.
Oh, very smart.
And he's opinionated for sure, and that makes it great as well. But really, I just, as much as a lot of people love to hate him, the guy's just, I think he's just really smart.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
And he's one of the guys that I read too, and I don't know him, I'm not friends with him, but I've gotten some great ideas just by reading him.
Have you heard? Do you read Stowe Boyd, and are you familiar with
him? No, I just don't. I read TechMem. I really think some of these sites really help with my stock trend ideas. I read TechMem. I'm checking that two or three times a day, and then from there, I usually, if I have time, I will go to either TechCrunch or Ohm Malik. And then Ohm has a new video called New TV that Liz Gans, who is really cool, good writer. She's spread out Gig Ohm's Malik stuff into covering video. So those are about the only tech sites that I'll read. I read the venture capitalists. I read Mark Pincus. I read Fred Wilson, Brad Feld, Michael Parekh, who used to be at Goldman Sachs. He has a really good technology blog. And I really feel those guys have a good feel for early stage trends. And you can make money in the stock market, you know, by reading venture capitalists.
Yeah, for sure. You could have some of them on your show. I mean, if you want to interview one of the guys and talk about
absolutely, these guys have had so many winners, you know, and they're just so open about, you know, sharing. If you read Brad Feld's site, I mean, it's all about terms, it's how to structure boards, and, you know, term sheets, and these guys are very giving guys. I mean, it's their way to give back, and they have huge followings. I mean, huge followings. Craig used to do a podcast, but more music-oriented, but I think he gave that up as well.
Yeah.
Time. I mean, a lot of these guys have just no time.
It takes too much time to even do these podcasts, and they're complicated. You know, you've got the gear, you got to upload it, then you've got to house it. It's a problem.
Yeah, no. We tested it with Blog Talk Radio, and it was awesome. I had six people on the line, and we were having, like, a conference call.
Yeah, exactly. We're just the world
organizing our. Just me organizing a conference call is intimidating, but no, Blog Talk works. So it's just a matter of us getting off our ass and, you know, putting it together.
Cool. So, well, anyway, thanks for being on my show, and I'll see you this. When are you going to be there? Until you'll be there this weekend, and then.
I'm flying out on the red eye Monday to New York, so if.
But maybe Monday at some point.
If you're coming by the show, I'm at 10 o'clock, and I promise to be outrageous if they give me a chance.
I'll be there at 10. I'll be in your session.
Yeah, it's a great panel, and it should be a really, you know, Liz from Ohm Malik. I'm happy to introduce you.
Yeah, that would be great. Maybe introduce.
Yeah.
Me.
So it's on the 10 o'clock. So I'll see you then.
Excellent. Thanks, Howard, for calling.
Okay.
All right. Great. That's Howard Linson from the Wall Street blog. It's wallstrip.com. Howard is a great guy. I met him a few months back. He became familiar with Blog Talk Radio, and I have to say he's one of the guys, and he sees a lot of companies. He was there right away. I mean, he got it right away. He really believed that this is a platform that people would take to, and that has legs to it, and I appreciated that. And I appreciate his help, and he sent an introduction to Fred Wilson, who I would like to meet at some point, and he's a big-time guy, VC guy, New York-based. So Howard's really a good guy, and I really appreciate him joining me today. So anyway, that's the show for today. Thanks, everyone, for joining. Thanks for Esther for calling in. I really appreciate it. I will be heading out to San Francisco. I'll be there until Wednesday, taking the red eye back. Going to be spreading the word, spreading the gospel about Blog Talk Radio, and be back next week. So thanks again for joining me. Be well.